From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. 22 years of war in Afghanistan have scattered millions of Afghans across the world and displaced millions more inside their own country. For 10 years, the Afghan people fought the Russians. Since then, they have fought among themselves. Now, many Afghans, especially in the north, are hoping that Washington's declared war on terrorism might yet bring peace to their scattered population. From Faizabad in northeastern Afghanistan, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
35-year-old Rukia Nasser can't sleep at night. Two of her three young sons are living with family members on the other side of the front line in Kabul. She sent them to the Taliban-held area because conditions in the opposition-held northeast are primitive at best, and she feared the opposition might not be able to hold this territory for much longer. With reports the U.S. may attack, she's terrified that Kabul is now the dangerous place to be. She wants the U.S. to help oust the Taliban, but she fears for her children. There's no way to get news of them. Rukia and her husband, Dr. Nasser Fushanji, have been on the move for 7 years, one step ahead of the Taliban forces as they swept across Afghanistan. Dr. Fushanji, an orthopedist, worked with General Ahmad Massoud, the late commander of the Northern Alliance, which is fighting the Taliban. If caught by the Taliban, Dr. Fushanji would certainly be arrested. Last year, the Taliban bombed Tolukhan, where Dr. Fushanji ran a military hospital for General Massoud. The city fell. The family again fled, this time to Faizabad, one of the opposition's last bastions. Badakhshan province is the poorest region of Afghanistan, and there are now tens of thousands of displaced people here. In the chaos of war, many parents describe being separated from their children. There are no phones, no mail service. Transportation is mainly by donkey or on foot. There's barely any electricity. There is no way to try and find missing relatives. In makeshift camps, some families have nothing but tarps to protect them. Dr. Fushanji and his wife and their youngest son are lucky to have one room. They arrived here with nothing but the clothes on their back and two medical books. Uncertain of their future, they're unwilling to invest in anything more than sleeping mats and plastic plates. Devout Muslims, they hate the Taliban, its support for terrorists, and its interpretation of Islam. But opposition to the Taliban goes way beyond religion. Many here in northeastern Afghanistan are traditional rural Afghans whose lives would not change drastically under the Taliban's religious restrictions. Television, movies, videos, private computers, and education for women are beyond their means or comprehension. These people have been caught in an economic and ethnic power struggle. The Taliban represents the majority Pashtun against the minority Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Hazaras. The Northern Alliance is a fragile coalition of these various minority groups, and with the assassination of charismatic General Ahmad Massoud last month, it lacks a powerful leader. The Taliban has been able to capitalize on the corruption and infighting within the Northern Alliance, but Dr. Fushanji echoes the views of most here when he blames outsiders for Afghanistan's problems. First, the Soviet occupation, then the Americans for supporting Pakistan, which in turn has supported the Taliban. Dr. Fushanji and his wife look around at who's left in Afghanistan. Most of their siblings and friends, typical of the educated and skilled, have long since fled to other countries. There is no one person they see who can unite the country. So even if the U.S. was partly responsible for their problems, they say the U.S. is the only power that can now bring peace. There is desperation here. Every day, Dr. Fushanji and his wife listen to shortwave radio, hoping to hear the U.S. has hit and weakened the Taliban. They hope this will be the beginning of the end of so many years of war. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Faizabad, Afghanistan.